Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
On What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Wednesday edition of the program. Did you know the National School Board Association apologized for that letter? Remember when they came out and essentially said, hey, the things are bad, violence, we need protection here. Then the FBI within days said, oh, we're gonna watch this. We're going to, a little collusion going on there between those two. Well, they apologized to their members for the letter they sent last month, and they asked for federal help in that letter to counter threats, harassment, violence targeting school officials, and said some of the actions could be classified as domestic terrorism or hate crimes, is what they said. So they wrote a letter, and they said, while the safety of its members and schools in general was its top priority, duh, there was no justification for some of the language included in the letter. We should have had a better process in place to allow for consultation on the communication of this significance. Here's I'm going to just tell you what happened here. All right. White House sees an issue that is front and center for a lot of folks. It's happening in the Virginia gubernatorial race right now. Because you have Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, saying out loud what most of them think. Parents are a bunch of schmuckos. They really have.
What do we know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, bunch of dolts. They don't know best. We know best.
They think it's 60 years ago and we're, you know, completely out of the loop. Yeah.
Yeah, just a bunch of rum dums, right?
Listening to Walter Cronkite every night.
Right.
Come on.
So they think they know best. And there's nothing like a little truth serum that slips out every once in a while, and you go, aha, there it is. We know now what they think. And so, you know, the White House is like, hey, school board session, can you just write something up so we can have the FBI come right behind and say, hey, we'll look at this. And then Merrick Garland, the attorney general, writes a letter, and voila, they have their narrative shown that, you know, people that go to a school board meeting demanding better education for their kids are some of the bad guys and girls and moms and dads. Ridiculous. So they now got caught, basically, and hyperbolic letter that clearly some of the White House called and said, hey, could you write something up there good? Okay, yeah, we'll do a jump. You know, hi, do you want me to jump? Send out the letter, and then people who actually are part of the School Board Association go, wait a minute here. What are you doing? Well, now two states' school board associations have said, we're out of here. We're not part of your association anymore. You're too political. You're, you know, so we're out of here.
Yay.
Well, right. Now, I don't know if North Dakota's thinking about that. I'd like to know. Super producer Chris, maybe you can do a little digging here and find out. Executive director of the School Board Association in North Dakota is Alexis Baxley. And you know how many people work on the School Board Association staff of North Dakota? This is just staff. You ready?
Two.
They have an executive director.
Okay.
They have a legal counsel.
Okay.
Now, by the way, most state agencies in North Dakota with tons of employees don't have their own legal counsel.
Ah.
They borrow the legal counsel from the attorney general's office, who's legal counsel for a bunch of state agencies.
Okay.
They don't have their own legal counsel. Then there's a director of policy services. Then there's the policy services assistant. Then there's a membership and marketing specialist. And then there's administrative secretary. One, two, three, four, five, six full-time staff governed by one, two, three, four, five, six, seven board of directors. Woofta.
To oversee a different another board, the school board, right?
Right. Yeah, they're the state
so
school boards association.
Overseeing the board, overseeing the board. The
yeah.
directors overseeing the board. Okay. Just want to make sure I get the lineage correct.
Right. Like we're living in office space, you know, the movie.
I know, right? Yeah, you don't have nearly enough fire.
GPS report done.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and move your office downstairs.
But Mr.
You're
Super,
need to have a board meeting on Sunday. If
Mr. Super Producer, we have a slot at 10 o'clock today. If Alexis Baxley or any of the members of the board of directors, Carl Lemke, good guy, is the president of the Bismarck School District. He is president also of the board of directors. So it'd be interesting to see if Carl or any of the board and or Alexis and any of the staff, one, two, three, four, five, six people on the staff there, if they have a moment to join us at 10 and just find out if they're considering leaving the National School Board Association, what they think of the letter. Has that story been written in North Dakota? I don't know. That might be a story in the middle of a National School Board Association getting caught up in a controversy like this. I don't know. I'll do some checking, but I don't see it. Anyway, so Chris will check on that, and we'll get an answer for you today on the program, see what we can find out.
Well, you know what amazes me, too, is just you pile on the bureaucracy and the boards and the directors and the DOE and the NEA, and it just, it's like the more the merrier, and the more they screw it up. I'm just still saying, bring back the PTA and close the rest of it. Put the parents and teachers in charge, research great curriculums. Come up with what's best for your kids and your schools.
Parents involved in the decision on educating your kids.
I know. The PTA was a great thing.
Parents? They're not educators. They don't know.
That's a good point, Kevin.
The PTA worked.
The PTA now
has
been relegated to, like, you can bring cupcakes once every quarter or something, right?
If there even is a PTA.
Yeah. It's very, plan the party.
Yeah.
For the Halloween.
My mom loved the PTA. She was part of the PTA all my own life growing up.
My folks were PTA presidents a couple of years.
Anyway, if anyone would like to weigh in on this today, love to hear from you. Telephone number 258-0550. By the way, have you been to a school board meeting? Have you found your school board open to parental input? I continue to think we do it better here than most places. Sort of like our public schools are better than most places, right?
Yep, I totally agree.
So we have teachers that care, and it's not just they're doing it because it's a labor of love. But I continue to also think we're way too thick on bureaucracy, to your point, Kevin. We've lost that sort of intimate touch that's there. So any stories you have to share, love to hear them, 258-0550. This letter came out Friday, and here it is. I'm finally getting to it on Wednesday. They do Friday letters on purpose so the media will, go to sleep on the weekend. You'll forget about it. So you might not have heard about this. But it was sort of a non-apology. Apology is one of those deals where they said that there's no justification for some of the language included in the letter. We should have had a better process in place to allow for consultation on a communication of this significance, which means, again, some bureaucrat at the National School Board Association answered the call from the White House. Would you write this letter so we can get the Department of Justice to put out a letter, that whole deal? So they got caught, and their members basically said, hey, we look like idiots here, so put the letter out. But here's what it said. We regret and apologize for the letter. It didn't specify what language in the letter was inappropriate. Maybe that whole deal about, domestic terrorism? I don't
know.
Yeah. That might have maybe been an appropriate one to disavow. So it didn't specify that, and it didn't explicitly rescind the request for federal backup either in dealing with the threats of violence. So, there's still that. Of course, Merrick Garland is actually the Attorney General. Merrick Garland is today before a Senate committee, so he's going to get grilled on this and a few other things today. I hope he also gets grilled, by the way, on this. You heard about this guy who has some sort of federal protection the guy at January 6th that was running on the day before saying, here's the deal, we're going to the Capitol, we're going in the Capitol. Make America great hat again. Big guy, and He was asked about this last week by a House member, and he said, well, we're not going to talk about an investigation that's ongoing. And he's like, I just want to know where there are federal agents there. That's all I want to know. I don't want to interfere with your investigation. Nah, I can't give you any information. And then specifically asked about this guy. So old Attorney General Garland will hopefully get asked a few tough questions today. Meanwhile, the House is holding a hearing with the CIA director, not to talk about the intelligence we blew on Afghanistan. You know what they're talking about? Diversity. Yes, let's let's get our intelligence community talking about diversity.
That's the problem?
What does that even mean? That is like, you know, such a woke, you know, way to disarm our military and intelligence apparatus, you can't even make it up.
Meanwhile, at the southern border.
Yes, exactly. Which, you know, is barely covered. Newsmax and Fox has been good on that. They really have, but not much there. One of America's frontline doctors joining us on the program today, Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, will join us to talk about the upcoming North Dakota session. And I want to know what you think about your school board and what success you've had in influencing them. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, Your Calls. Welcome. Don't go away.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Big development this week. Sean Spicer's new book is out. It's called Radical Nation. It blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real plan for America. Spicer's Radical Nation reveals the shocking truth about the border crisis and their dangerous plan causing inflation to soar. Everyone is at risk by this new socialism. As White House Press Secretary Sean learned how Washington really works, now he tells the insider secrets in Radical Nation. Tonight, watch Sean on Newsmax Spicer & Company as he exposes Biden's Radical Nation. Get your copy of Radical Nation at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. And tune into Spicer & Company at 5 p.m. Central on Newsmax on all major cable channels. Check your guide. Or find Newsmax on most streaming platforms and smart TVs, Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. Sean Spicer's Radical Nation. Get it today.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By our friends at PetroSort USA. Great place for lunch today, ladies and gentlemen. Every day, actually. But today is a Swedish meatball kind of day. Valley City and West Main Avenue, West Fargo have the Swedish meatballs. Sound good or what?
What am I having in Glendon?
Let me get the Glendon here. Chicken fettuccine.
Oh, sold.
That's solid. Lasagna on NP Avenue. That's worth a trip downtown Fargo right there. And what else we got? Oh, lasagna in Valley City, too. So two choices there. Exit 292. Harwood, chef's choice today. There you go, folks. A lot of good options for lunch today. PetroServe USA. And it's a game day giveaway this week for the Bison. Stop at any PetroServe location. Register for a chance to win a $500 gift card. Not one, but two of those today. Plus, Wednesday means you buy two fresh baked cookies, get one free. PetroServe USA. Telephone number is 258-0550. Do you think the North Dakota School Board Association should join Ohio, Missouri, Pennsylvania School Board Associations, terminating their membership with the National School Board Association over that inflammatory letter? Going rogue and sending out a letter before talking to these school districts and these school board associations in these states and saying, hey, you okay if we send this letter? No, it didn't happen. So Ohio, Missouri, Pennsylvania say, we're out of here. We're done. Left. That, you know, I like this. I like saying, you know what, it's not okay for you to do what you did, and we're going to stand up for it. We need a lot more of that. I'm going to stand up for this. I'm not going to take it anymore. You know, in my mind, you should do it respectfully. You know, the idea that you got to say no violence. People out here are not violent. Violence doesn't happen at school board meetings. And by the way, somebody raising their voice is not violence. Passion is fine. Physical altercation is not. But standing up for what you believe is what made America great. Paul Revere on a horse, our founding fathers standing up for what they believe. And some people just had it to hear with the COVID police.
Or this guy.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
There you go. I
always love that one.
I love that.
Well, he just said
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. Yep.
How about the lady that didn't take too well to the Karen on the subway that have we got that edited out?
No.
It's not edited.
Well, let me check it. Let me check it. I'll see if it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, better safe than sorry on that one. It's great, but.
Check it out.
It is and Todd Starnes has it on his Facebook feed, but it's a grandmother, an older gal, who gets approached by a young woman telling her to put her mask on, and this grandmother goes off on the young Karen. Like, off. Crazy. Like, wow.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, and again, that's.
That's what you got to do, apparently.
And
shut him up.
There was no physical altercation there.
No.
She just told her what she thought.
Just a mad granny.
And the idea that somehow parents should be dissuaded from doing that at school board meetings is crazy. Have you ever been to a school board meeting? Have you ever heard about something happening and go there and say, hey, what's happening here? Don't apologize for that. Schools spend a lot of your money. The lion's share of your property tax bill comes from schools and what they spend. That's your money. Go there. Get in somebody's grill. Now, I would not suggest to go to the degree of this woman on the subway.
Yeah, we're good.
But I would applaud her passion and couple just of, saying, you know what? I don't need you to be my nanny.
Couple of beep warnings here.
You need a severe loss. You need a severe lifestyle. You need to get the f*** out of my face and leave me alone because you are all nothing but the lowest form of military s*** that ever existed. You need to get out of this
Don't you dare.
Everyone on this train is wearing a mask except for you.
Well, this woman didn't just come up and say, you know, you should be wearing a mask. She, like, keeps yelling at her.
And she's videotaping her while she's doing it.
Yeah, that's the other thing I love, don't you?
Go, Grandma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Texter says, please try to get State School Board President Carl Lemke on your program today if you can. We're actually reaching out, have already reached out. Super Producer Chris is asking if someone can join us representing the North Dakota School Board Association. So we're on it, okay? Another text says, absolutely North Dakota should join. These others, Ohio, Missouri, and Pennsylvania, that said, we're out of here. Ohio put out a statement yesterday to the executive director of the National School Board Association, ending the affiliation. citing the unilateral decision to write an open letter to the Biden administration likening parents to domestic terrorists as its justification for making the split, saying they would have objected had they been consulted. Well, we don't really need to ask them. The withdrawal is a direct result of the letter sent by you to President Biden last month. The letter purported to be sent on behalf of state associations and school board members across the nation. This assertion could not be further from the truth. Ohio School Board Association was not notified of the letter, nor were we asked for our thoughts on the matter. Go Ohio. Go Missouri. Go Pennsylvania. North Dakota? You going to join us? One texter says, yeah, do it. The DOJ actually acted on the language of that letter. They did. Texter says that. They did. You're absolutely right. 2580550 or text us 2371590. Someone else here says Merrick Garland's son-in-law is the big kahuna of a company that stands to make millions from CRT being taught. True story.
That is correct. Yep.
True story. And he was asked about that as well. That was in a House hearing last week. He's in the Senate today, so no doubt we'll hear more. CNN is reporting right now. Joe Manchin says we owe it to the president to move forward on this monstrosity of social woke change. Anybody surprised there? You couldn't see this coming. You couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with your opinion. Sorry, but you couldn't. It's been coming for weeks now. So don't be scared. He also says they've agreed on a 15% corporate tax. I like how they just think these taxes are free money. So if there's a tax, does that mean you pay your people less? Does that mean you charge more for products? Or is it just free money? It's free money.
Mm-hmm.
Pixie dust? What else might it be?
Unicorn farts?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of him, the author of the unicorn fart bumper sticker.
Uh-huh.
That's, of course, our friend John Kennedy from Louisiana. He is going to be among those questioning Merrick Garland today. So let's watch
these
for that.
These people are crazy.
Yeah.
These people are crazy.
Let's watch for him, because that'll be pure entertainment. One of America's frontline doctors when we come back on the decision yesterday to allow children 5 to 11 to be recipients of the COVID vaccine. Get an update on that great group. We promised yesterday we would, and we shall today. Senate Majority Leader of North Dakota, Rich Wardner, is going to tell us about the special session. We're working on an interview with the National School Board Association, and we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a half million homes are without power in Massachusetts Wednesday morning as a nor'easter soaked the region with fierce winds and heavy flooding. The state's outage map shows 473,200 homes without power as of 8:20 a.m. local time. Wind gusts reached 97 miles an hour at the height of the storm, and although the winds are dying down, gusts are still reaching around 70 miles an hour on the Outer Cape early Wednesday. Attorney General Merrick Garland will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. He's expected to face questions about the politicization of the Justice Department. Republican members of the committee will likely focus on issues related to Hunter Biden, school boards, and critical race theory, while Democrats are likely to focus on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Which U.S. state has the lowest COVID-19 rate right now? Florida. In mid-August, Florida had the worst rate of infections and has completely turned that around. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a three-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame.
We're coming up on our deadline to go to New York City, my friends, and we would love to have you aboard. Tons of interest here, and we're going to fill this out soon. So if you want to go, you've been hearing about it, now is the time to go, okay? So here's the scoop. December 7th, we leave. Early in the morning, your choice from Bismarck or Fargo. We get to New York City, and we tour the city. You check it out. You see everything you've seen on TV before. You see the Christmas lights and check it all out. We go to Cat's Deli, which is fun. Check into the hotel and then get up and get to it. First full day in New York City, Wednesday, 9/11 Memorial Museum Tour. We go to St. Paul's Chapel at Ground Zero. It was the little chapel that stood. You know, Ground Zero was leveled, and here this chapel that's been around since the days of Washington stood. It's an amazing story. The Museum of 9/11 Memorial. And that memorial, as well as the museum, is life-changing. It's an incredible story there. Going to go up in the One World Observatory and see it all, Chinatown, Little Italy, and then a nice cruise around the iconic skyline of Manhattan. That's day, the first full day. Stop and see our friends at Newsmax on Thursday. Go to Ellis Island, Times Square, dine at Carmine's, famous spot in the Broadway district. Then off to Imperial Theater to see Ain't Too Proud. Broadway production of the Temptation story, which is pretty cool. Another full day Friday, St. Patrick's Cathedral, top of the rock, another great view from high above the 70th floor of 30 Rockefeller Plaza, Tavern on the Green, Central Park, Fifth Avenue, dinner at Trump Tower. Come on, what's not to love here? Radio City Music Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall. You're going to love that Christmas story on Friday. Then Saturday, more fun, touring around and come home late afternoon on Saturday, back home. Full day. If you want to go, ScottH at FlagFamily.com. Send me an email, ScottH at FlagFamily.com. I'll send you the itinerary. All the details starts at $31.99 per person. ScottH at FlagFamily.com. Send it right now. We are nearing the deadline for the sign-ups for that. ScottH at FlagFamily.com. Or you can also text me, 701-237-1590. All right, one of America's frontline doctors in a moment on the big news yesterday. 5 to 11-year-olds can now get the vaccine. For a virus that is 10 times less likely to kill children than the flu. Quite the precedent we're setting here. Kirk on the road. Let's get you in here first. Go ahead, Kirk.
Good morning. Liberalism is a cancer that's eating this country. Rush said 10 years ago the Democrats wanted people from south of the border to get in here to vote Democrat. It's exactly what they're doing, exactly what's going to happen. I'll tell you, Scott, I'd love to go to New York and eat cheesecake with you, but I think we should be organizing a group to go to the border. I mean, support our friends down there, because there's a group in Mexico right now, thousands in a caravan heading towards the border. I think they need to be met head on. And that's my comment, Scott. Thank you for your time.
Well, the border is the only real reason to go to the border is to find out what's happening firsthand, and I've been there three times. I've reported on that. There are other media organizations that do it. We know what's happening. And beyond that, citizens going to the border are going to do nothing other than further depress yourself about the lack of rule of law in this country. No doubt about that. The other thing I say about New York and sort of the either-or thing, one of the real values on these trips my wife and I have taken, it is cathartic to be with people who share the concern for this country that others do. It really is. It's uplifting. It's empowering, and it's an opportunity to say, what more can we do? What should we do? It's just a conversation. It really is. Rather than being in your bubble and being extremely frustrated, depressed, down and out, it empowers you a little bit. It really motivates you to do more and to pay attention, whether it's go to a school board meeting or whatever it is. So I do think there's value in that as well. We're waiting for Dr. Amerling here to join us, so we'll keep going with the questions and comments. Howdy, sir, says the texter. Can you verify for us which vax has actually been approved by the FDA? I've been told that it's not actually any of the current ones in use. Also, as a parent, I'm truly concerned about long-term reproductive effects of my young children. Where do our rights stop and federal overreach begin? How do we stop this garbage? We'll ask that question for our guest, Dr. Richard Amerling, one of America's frontline doctors. Dr. Amerling, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Tell us about America's Frontline Doctors and your mission.
America's Frontline Doctors was created out of nothing, really, by Dr. Simone Gold last year in response to her being personally censored for advocating the use of repurposed medications such as hydroxychloroquine for COVID patients in the early stages. And they really got going when they conducted a summit meeting in Washington, D.C., and after that meeting, they all met on the Supreme Court steps and did a video, about 10 frontline physicians, all with experience taking care of these very sick patients, and that video went viral. There were about 20 million views before they wised up and took it down, and that was the genesis of America's Frontline Doctors. And the group has been dedicated to getting the truth out about COVID and early treatment, for example, and then later on the futility of the vaccination policy, and also providing access to doctors willing to prescribe early treatment via telemedicine, and now also a legal arm that is challenging mandates, particularly of all types, in the courts.
It is something we tackle every day in the way of advice for folks who say, who do you believe? What do you believe? One of the things we've said is have a doctor you trust, have a conversation with a doctor. And your team, America's Frontline Doctors, have presented evidence for people to consider. What do you make of the fact that, we have politicians, we have unelected health bureaucrats, we have the media acting as though they should decide for us? Have you ever known another time in America where people are told to disregard their own decision, disregard their own conversation with a doctor, getting a doctor they can trust, and going with the mob?
This is something that I've been watching develop over probably 20 years. There has been an evolution of medicine away from individualized, patient-centered care given by a caring physician who knows you well and is going to take care of your problems towards a public health medicine where the collective is more important than the individual. And that whole evolution has been facilitated by a shift away from true science-based medicine to what is called evidence-based medicine. And evidence-based medicine was kind of a noble idea when it started out, but it was quickly hijacked by tyrannical forces, pharmaceutical industry, to impose a one-size-fits-all approach to medicine, which can never work, of course. It creates harm on a massive scale. And this is what we're witnessing right now with these vaccine mandates, treatment protocols in hospitals that don't give correct treatment and are, in fact, injuring patients. All this stuff is generated by so-called evidence-based medicine, which is, in fact, tyrannical.
Talk about the decision by the FDA yesterday to give clearance to children being vaccinated. Just before you came on, somebody wanted us to ask you what has exactly been approved, saying it's not actually the current ones in use, right? And also apparent concern about long-term reproductive effects of young children. Tell us your best advice on a virus. Last time we checked, the statistics had a 10-time greater chance of death by flu than by COVID, just from basic statistics. Yet the FDA is plowing ahead with this decision to allow kids 5 to 11 to receive the vaccine. Give us your thoughts on that and what vaccine has been approved.
Okay, well, first of all, the FDA decision. The FDA is a corrupt organization, let's be honest. It is captured by the industry. They receive lots of money from industry. Their so-called outside panels are usually comprised mostly of people with industry funding and contact and who are biased, who are pro-vaccine people. I mean, they do not look critically at this information. So I don't take anything that they say seriously anymore. And sadly, this is where medicine has gone. It's become so corrupted, mostly by pharmaceutical industry. So let's forget, this recommendation flies in the face of unbelievable testimony. I did not witness it myself, but I've heard accounts of it, of complications, side effects, adverse events, deaths, myocarditis, all these horrific outcomes, giving kids these shots, and the kids have zero risk of a serious outcome from COVID. Statistically, a zero risk. They're going to do fine with a couple of sniffles for the vast majority. So to actually even propose this for children is, I think, criminal, frankly. Now, regarding this approval sleight of hand, this was a complete scam where what the FDA gave full approval to was a product called Comirnaty that is not even available in this country and won't be available for many years. So it was a way to do an approval, and an approval in quotes, shall we say, that would make mandates more feasible and tolerable and actually provide an impetus for companies to impose mandates on their employees. And it worked. It worked in that regard. It was very effective as a publicity stunt, but it was not a true approval. So if your employer is mandating you to get the shot, it's not going to be an approved shot. It's going to be either the Pfizer product, which is still under emergency use authorization, or the Johnson & Johnson, or the Moderna product, all of which are still under emergency use authorization and therefore should not and cannot be mandated.
Dexter says, interesting that Scandinavian countries are backing away from vaccinating children while the U.S. is streaming headlong in that direction. Sent a whole sea of links to stories about Norway opting not to give children second vaccine doses yet, Sweden pausing on Moderna, Finland joins other Nordic nations in curbing Moderna shots. More with the doctor from America's Frontline Doctors next. Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers.
And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first. So you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our friends from Pucklets have done it again. Here's the Wednesday Wheels deal for you today. A pre-owned single owner, always says that Pucklets, that's their thing. 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 Denali. All right, folks, truck time. This is only have 22,000 miles on it. You've got to be kidding me. Here's a four-year-old vehicle with only 22,000 miles. This is like new. 6.2-liter Ecotec V8 engine, tons of power. It's white. I love that white frost tri-coat. Cocoa dark sand perforated leather interior. This is a dandy. Denali pickups are loaded up, so it has everything. Check this truck out today. Be ready for winter right around the corner. $53,995 yesterday. Now it's $50,000 even. $4,000 off. Pucklets. Just tell them you heard about it here, and it's yours. Pucklets, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. Valley City right there on Main Avenue. Pucklets, Chevrolet, Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Philip Scott sent you. All right, we are back with the good doctor from America's Frontline Doctors here. Dr. Richard Amerling is with us on the program. And the Frontline Doctors have been on the front line with an alternative, a voice that you don't hear much from the mainstream, and they've been personally censored over and over and over again. The vax mandates that are happening right now, happening in a couple of ways. One, if you're a federal contractor, if you want to continue to be a federal contractor, you have to certify that your employees have been vaccinated. And then any employer with 100 or more employees is right now required by announcement of the administration. There's no actual rule about that and no penalty, but we know it's coming. What is your suggestion to companies right now about the vaccine mandate, knowing that they're getting notification, hey, if you're a federal contractor, you better certify your employees are. What advice do you have people that work for those companies, Doctor?
Well, I would love to see the company CEOs pushing back and just say that they're not going to obey, right? They're not going to comply because this is not anything with force of law, and let them come after them. They won't. They won't. They should just push back and say no. I actually, you know, I'm a frequent flyer. I wrote to the CEO of American Airlines, and I said, why are you having your employees, who I value as human beings, be forced to take these shots? Why don't you just say no, push back, be a man? I didn't say that, but you know, you get the drift, right? And this is what I think that all these companies ought to do. Just say no. They have to protect their employees. Now, if they don't and they impose a mandate, employees have to say no. Under no circumstances should anyone take these shots. Let me just give you the lowdown on the shots. They do not prevent transmission. They have never been shown to prevent transmission, not in the initial trials or in any subsequent trials. They do not prevent hospitalization or death. What good are they, right? They don't work. They pure and simple don't work. Delta laughs in their face. The Delta variant, which is 99% of COVID cases now, laughs in the face of these vaccines, walks right through them. They don't even stop.
The statistics so far that we've heard about from healthcare institutions regionally here is that if you have the vaccine, your chance of a hospitalization, being on a ventilator, sort of the worst possible things are lower. Do you agree with that?
No, and there's no evidence for that. And here's something that, first of all, they never showed this in the initial study. The initial studies of these three drugs were the best possible opportunity for these companies to make their case that these shots were effective in reducing hospitalization or death. They showed nothing. They showed nothing. They didn't even show that they stopped transmission. All they showed was perhaps a decrease in the number of severe symptoms. And that is highly questionable, just looking at the actual way these studies were done. So it's reprehensible. I think Dr. McCullough calls it malfeasance that our regulating agencies allowed these vaccinations to go forward, and not just for a few people, literally for the entire world, based on such shoddy research and such untrustworthy research, frankly. They should have, at the very least, demanded all of the source data from all of these studies and have them reviewed by independent outside people.
I want to ask you one last question here before we let you go. This is from a listener, natural immunity. If I have antibodies from previous infection to COVID, what happens when I'm exposed again to new variants?
You're protected. You're protected against Delta and against any future variant. Natural immunity is broad against lots of different so-called epitopes on the virus, and no matter what mutants come along, you're going to be protected. So do not fear and don't get the shot. The shots actually produce worse outcomes, worse adverse events in those who have had previous infection.
And last question, just a few seconds for your answer here. Early treatment has been something the frontline doctors have been advocating all along. What's the latest? Any new studies out there, the latest best advice on which of those early treatments is best?
A multi-drug approach based on hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, zinc, certain vitamins, vitamin D and C, and Regeneron, the monoclonal antibody infusions that are available all around the country for free at infusion centers. This is the best approach, and it radically reduces hospitalization and death. There's just no question about it.
Dr. Richard Amerling, one of America's frontline doctors, thanks. We'll have you guys back. Appreciate the update.
Thank you. Anytime.
You asked for it, listeners. You got it. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. What a deal right now on that standard MyPillow. Normally $69.98. It's only $19.98. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, all the deals. Use promo code SCOTT.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.